Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
When you're feeling way down low, got you no place to go. Can't find a lover, can't find no friend, can't call you so and so. Just put your hand on the radio. Can you feel it? Down on your toes, can you feel it? That's how it goes, can you feel it? Lord only knows, can you feel it? Put your hand on the radio. Well, I'm down on my knees. Well, I'm begging you, please. Here comes Jim Tees. No, 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 here comes Jim Tees.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. As I mentioned, coming to you tonight from the Powerhouse Arts Center, just a stone's throw from the Oxford Square. Fine show for y'all tonight. Ileana Ramage is here with her book, To the Moon and Back, from Simon & Schuster. It is all about a big family, multi-generational story, and one young woman's quest to become the first Cherokee astronaut. And man, just Cherokee astronaut. Somebody needs to write a song with that title. It is quite a novel. I believe her debut novel, all the more impressive. What a story, and so well pulled off. Also, musically, we've got Cameron Kimbrough, Cam Kimbrough, from Potts Camp, Mississippi, originally. From that great Kimbrough family. He plays all the instruments he wants. Tonight, I believe he's going to confine himself to the guitar, but he is great, 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 great. Glad to have him. And from Asheville, North Carolina, y'all, a cool band called Drunken Prayer. I know this town knows about that. Every Saturday at Vault Hemingway, baby. Drunken Prayer. We love them. They're going to be out here shortly. But we love our band. Y'all bring them to the stage. We love these guys. It is the Yellow Bushwhackers.
Giant steps are what you take walking on the moon.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, the Bushwhackers, y'all. One more time for them, please. Ricky Burkhead, Slade Lewis, Keon Love, Paul Tate up front, the Yellow Bushwhackers. Thank you, gentlemen. Doing a Police song, The Police. You got to have a good drummer to pull off The Police, and that's why we've got the man, Ricky Burkhead, y'all. He is the man. All right, Cam Kimbrough, as we say, originally from Potts Camp, Mississippi, and yes, part of the Kimbrough family, the grandson of the great Junior Kimbrough, son of blues drummer Kent Kimbrough, and blues singer Joyce She-Wolf Jones. You got the blues in your blood, my man.
Just a touch.
I saw a video with Cam interviewed on the YouTube, and he was talking about growing up with this great family and how he was babysat at Junior's juke joint from the ages 4 to 7. And Cam said, I learned many valuable life lessons. And I said, what was the biggest thing you learned? He said, to get out of the way.
That's for sure.
Man, we're so glad to have you here. Y'all please welcome Cam Kimbrough.
Thank y'all for having me. It's good to be back at Thacker Mountain Radio and in Oxford. Right up the road, feeling like I'm right at home. I'm gonna do a little something different when I program some tracks into this looper pedal. I'm trying it out for the first time with my first pretty good little guitar that was a gift. And hope it sounds all right for you. Standing on road.
take it day to day without losing my mind. Hey, still standing.
Thank you. Thank y'all very much.
Hey! Appreciate it. Man, I never would have imagined growing up in Potts Camp, you know, I would be playing music or anything like this and, you know, traveling the world and seeing many people and coming back home. I recently was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, long story short, and I was thinking, man, you know, this place is so beautiful and everything, but they just didn't have no good catfish, you know, they didn't have no lakes, no ponds, you know. And the seasoning wasn't good. They was like, we got red or green chili. Which one? Or you want both, you know? So needless to say, I adjusted because of what I had to do. But man, I'm so glad to be back home. I tell you that. All right. Now this one right here is going to be a little experimental one. Call it Hopping Frog. Hope I don't mess up. Thank you.
Thank y'all so much. I'm Cam Kimbrough. Maybe I'll see you around sometime.
Cam Kimbrough, y'all, one more time. Cam Kimbrough. Yes, sir. Great, great job. Thank you so much. The pride of Potts Camp, Mississippi, Cam Kimbrough. Great job. Thank you. I'd like to remind you that you're listening to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. You're hearing us on WUMS, University of Mississippi, WYXR, Community Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, WUTC, Public Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the stations of Mississippi, Public Broadcasting, the stations of Alabama, Public Radio, WUOT, Public Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee, and KNCE, True Taos Radio in Taos, New Mexico. Absolutely. And by the way, for the folks out there in Taos, please send us the names of any good catfish places that you know in Albuquerque or in Taos so we can get Mr. Kimbrough straightened out if he's ever out that way again. Yeah, man. Also, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Dr. Stephen and Gay Case, the good folks at Delta Magazine, Larry and Michael Johnson Family Foundation, the Mississippi Arts Commission, the Mississippi Hills Heritage Alliance, Pearly Peacock Design, R&B Fader Foundation, the good folks at Square Books, ladies and gentlemen, Square Books, absolutely. Visit Oxford, Volunteer Mississippi, Wonderbird Spirits, the good folks at Yaknapatawpha Arts Council, could not do it without them, and the good folks at Snooki and Mary Lou Williams Foundation of Water Valley, Mississippi. You too can be a Thacker backer, as Lucy so eloquently put it. More information at our website, thackermountain.com. Keon Love, man. Thank you, Keon. We should probably just do 1 hour of just Keon playing and, I don't know, talking a little bit. That'd be great. I would, I'd love it. All right, Ileana Ramage, her debut novel, To the Moon and Back, from Avid Readers Press, Simon & Schuster. It's a big, it's a 400-page something novel, Ileana. You understand it's football season, right? Wow.
Sorry.
Yes, no, this is a big, beautiful, wonderful read, a big family, and one woman's quest to become the first Cherokee astronaut. But there is so much more going on. It's about mothers and daughters, love and sacrifice, alienation and heartbreak, terror and wonder. But enough about me. It is also a Reese Book Club pick for September 2025. Y'all please welcome Ileana Ramage.
Thank you. So good to be here.
We're delighted to have you here. Man, what a great book. And boy, you really pack a lot in here. And I understand 12 years in the writing.
Yes.
Boy.
It took a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, just revising and discovering more about the characters. And I'm thinking maybe the plot, did you just rearrange everything during that time?
Over and over and over again. So I had an idea of what I wanted it to be. Pretty close to this when I was 18. And I just,
wow.
I kept going away from that and writing different versions, many, many different books that like were not this book in the process, because I thought I could do something that was like shorter, simpler, easier. And then that doesn't exist. I think all that exists is like the book that you want to write, that you need to write.
So you had your editors and all, they, no one said to you, you know, this is great, but come on, we need to cut some of this down. Did you have to fight to keep everything in there, all the characters and the plotting that you had?
Oh, great question. Okay, so I think good context for why that question exists is because we have four different Cherokee women. We have a couple decades. We have different countries. There's a lot going on.
Yes,
and this is very well edited. A year with my agent, Meredith Kefel-Simonoff, 2 years with my editors, Margot Schickminter and Bobby Mostyn Owen. So even after I thought it was done, I needed some help.
Oh, man, I can imagine. Let's get to the main character, I would say, the heroine of our book, the book, is Steph. She is determined to become the first Cherokee astronaut.
She is.
Tell us about her. And I mean, she's very, very ambitious, almost to the exclusion of family and friends, like, nobody, you know.
Yeah.
Tell us about her as a character, that
she decides on the first page of the book when she's about 6 years old that she's going to space. At that moment in her life, it's very much an escape. This world is not one that I want to escape. It's one I love. And so I think it was fun for me and important for me and interesting for me to spend all my 20s with a character who was different from me and who put ambition above all else.
She also, one of her feelings about wanting to be an astronaut so badly is just to get away.
Yes. Right?
She wants to get as far away from all of us and earthly problems, and she wants to get away.
Yes.
And we can all kind of relate to
that. Oh, we do all have earthly problems.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm all about some space. and so now tell us about Hannah, Steph's mom, who has to sort of put up with this wild astronaut wannabe daughter.
Yes. She has two daughters. She has her older daughter, Steph, our main character. And I guess one example of what tension there is between them is Steph has this idea when we first meet her of, as a teenager, I need to get into space camp so that I can get into Harvard, so that I can get into NASA. She has this all figured out. They can't afford real space camp, and so her mom puts together like a free, homemade, beautiful version of Cherokee Culture Camp that's like space Cherokee camp for the community. It's heartbreaking. It's beautiful. Her teenage daughter is like, this isn't the real thing.
neighborhood kids love it. I mean, it's
The younger sister, who's determined to be like what she thinks of as the most Indian child the family has seen in generations, like that daughter, that daughter Kayla, she loves it.
Yeah. I love Hannah. She's a single mom and she has so much pluck. you have a great scene where she's working on the family car, wearing swimming goggles, you know. That's just, that almost sounds like maybe it's true. That was, and Steph also rents herself out as a lab rat
yes.
for people doing experiments.
In college, not as a child, but it is a way to make money
as an
8-year-old,
she's out there on the street. Hey, buddy. No, they're doing things like listening to classical music while your brain is hooked up, and they check out what's going on.
Among us did not do a college science?
I could have used a gig like that. I know, and also like eat 10 almonds a day and then give them a urine sample. I probably had to shy away from that particular one. we follow Steph, and you think this is a tribute to your writing that we are able to follow her through her life. She goes to college, she has heartbreaks and romances, but still the astronaut ambition never leaves. I'm thinking maybe you have ambition like Steph, maybe as a writer, because you had to persevere 12 years to write this 400 something page book that you released during football season.
So sorry, Oxford.
I can kid her about this because she's from Nashville, and you know they have that football factory up there now, ladies and gentlemen.
We understand.
Yeah. By the way, how are you enjoying Nashville?
I love it.
You have a beautiful bookstore
up
there.
We have Parnassus. It's where this book had its book launch, and it's where I am like basically every week. We have beautiful events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the great Ann Patchett.
The great Ann Patchett brings some people to visit us.
What can be better? This book touches on protest movement. We have some protests in here. I don't want to give too much away. And what that's all about, the astronaut ambition never leaves. I really appreciate that. We see her life, and space is an optimistic metaphor, right? I mean, we think of space as in an optimistic way. I understand you, and I think of it, a beautiful space, and it's beautiful. But you were a Star Trek fan growing up, right?
I was, with my brothers. My parents had tapes of The Next Generation.
Oh, like you weren't Dr. Spock. You're way
no,
too...
No, yes. Yeah. I'm from the 90s.
Oh, boy. back in the day, we had to suffer through these ears and everything. You don't even know. All right, well, it is so wonderfully written and keeps your attention. Like I say, I'm easy to bug out and get distracted. You know, I'm a big home net shopping network guy, as you can tell. I stayed with this book. I stayed with these characters. You had me from the get-go, and it is a real tribute. I'm very, just have to congratulate you on pulling this off. It's really wonderful. I believe you're going to read a little bit.
I am. Can I thank you first? Is that acceptable?
Well, you know, a check will be fine.
Well, I know that you've been doing this for a very, very long time. It's special to be here with all of you. It's also very special that we got to talk backstage. And just we see them here, just the pages and pages of notes and our conversation that was just like quote and quote after quote and image after image. Thank you for reading this book like that.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you. Luckily, I get paid handsomely to do this.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, y'all, Ileana Ramage, it is to the moon and back.
Thank you. So this is page one of 400-something, so you don't need to know anything. The chapter is called Removal. It's set in June 1987. I imagine her terrified. Our mother, two children in the back seat. She drove like a woman followed, even after we left him at the foot of that tall hill. There was blood there, back in Texas, and tiny shards of glass still covered my sister. She sat beside me, her small body glittering in passing lights, the brights of cars, the moon. I remember our mother pulling off the highway into dark towns, buying biscuits at the drive-thru with small bills in a rubber band, pulled from under the driver's seat. Kayla slept, and I ate three biscuits, hers and mine, and our mother's too. Our mother, who cried silently behind the steering wheel from Dallas to Plano to Sherman to McAllister, I practiced reading highway signs. Our mother helped me sound them out until she didn't. I was in my school clothes. My underwear said Tuesday in cursive. A long time later, we passed a blue sign with a buffalo skin shield and eagle feathers and little brown crosses. Oklahoma. Our mother corrected me, oh, not ah, but she was talking again. She was alive. She pulled off the highway at the first rest stop, past the blue sign, and she took one giant breath, in and out with her eyes closed. I copied her. Kayla wiggled against the straps in her booster seat. She started to sing, happily and to herself. I would grow up with stories, though never the kind I asked for. There were no stories for what had happened, for why we'd left Texas, and when we might return. Instead, this. When I was a little girl, our mother said, my mother and my father got into some trouble. And my mother took us to spend the summer with my grandmother in Oklahoma. There weren't any movie theaters, and we had to walk a long way to fill up jugs of water in the mornings, but my arms got strong, and I read a lot of chapter books, and it was peaceful all the way to August. Instead, this. When your great-grandmother was a girl, she was a student at the Cherokee Female Seminary, which was very special before it burned down. Your great-grandfather was a scholar, too, at the Cherokee Male Seminary. They learned there and then taught there, and even before that, their parents had been educated there, too. One of them was a superintendent. People will tell you all kinds of things about Indians all your life, but I'll tell you this. You girls come from people who studied Greek and Latin, who studied philosophy and astronomy. Steph, astronomy. Instead, this. When your great-great-grandmother was a girl, she had to go all the way from Georgia to Indian Territory. Not Tahlequah, but close, along the Arkansas River. To this land, for sure. It's all ours. And on the way, all sorts of people got sick and died. And after that, Stephanie, no, for the love of God, I do not see the point in us moving again. Our mother took my sister and me, and she drove through the night to a place she felt a claim to, a place on earth she thought we might be safe. I stopped asking questions. I picked little glass pieces from my sister's hair. I watched the moon. Thank you very much.
Eliana Ramage, y'all. To the Moon and Back. Great job. Great book. Thank you. Avid Readers Press, Simon & Schuster, as we mentioned, Reese Witherspoon book club pick for September 2025. Eliana will sign copies of To the Moon and Back out at out front at the Square Books table. We really appreciate her being here. Really a fine book. Great read. Great characters. Big story. A lot of fun to read. All right, Drunken Prayer. Drunken Prayer. Now, there's a name for you. From the Asheville, North Carolina area. That's a cool town. A lot of music up there. New album is called Thy Burdens, and it was recorded, yes, at one of our favorite spots, Dialback Sound in Water Valley, Mississippi, y'all. That's where they go to make the cool records these days. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Do we have Dialback is here? Dialback Sound. Drunken Prayer is Morgan Gear. He learned hymns from his great-grandmother in Mobile, Alabama, another cool musical town. They call it Cosmic Gospel, a marriage between Otis Redding and the band. I mean, Morgan, this better be good, man. I like Cream Magazine. Drunken Prayer is Americana in the sense that America is a place of menace, hybrid vigor, and unending strangeness. I think that covers it. Y'all ready for it? Let's bring on, please, Drunken Prayer.
All right, hey, we are Drunken Prayer. I live in Asheville, North Carolina. We got a record called Thy Burdens. Thanks a bunch. One more for you. Thanks again for being so kind. It's absolutely fantastic to be here. It's a beautiful day.
Close beside her. And play.
Drunken prayer, y'all. Drunken prayer. One more time for them. Drunken prayer. Asheville, North Carolina's finest. Thank you so much, Morgan. And guys, remind you that Morgan Gear will play a solo set at 8 p.m. at Exploradora Coffee. We're calling it Thacker Sessions. Throughout the next couple of years, we'll have these pop-up shows where we have an artist who plays on our show. We'll do a show, a set later, and that will be Morgan tonight, 8 p.m., Exploradora Coffee. Where is that, you ask? It's off North Lamar Avenue behind the old Chicory Market location. One more time for all our guests, if you don't mind. Cameron Kimbrough, man. How about Cameron Kimbrough? He sounded so good. Eliana Ramage, To the Moon and Back. What a book. You got to get it. One more time for Drunken Prayer. As I mentioned, we'll be playing at the coffee shop, 8 p.m., $10, maybe a requested donation possibly, and down at Water Valley at Borger's Rest on Friday night. So they're in town for a few days. That's great. Thank y'all for being here. We're going to be right back here next week with our Halloween show, y'all. The good news is we won't have to change our clothes whatsoever. We can just wear our usual stuff. We love y'all. Thanks for being here. What a fun night we had. We're going to do it again next week and the week after that. See you on the radio.
Say it's only a paper moon. Say it.
Thacker Mountain Radio Hour's executive director is Lucy Gaines. Our production director is Tim Lee. Our broadcast and post-production engineer is Jeffrey Reed. Our front-of-house engineer is Blake Gardner.
Support for WYXR comes from GPAC, presenting Catapult on Saturday, November 22nd at 8 p.m., a shadow illusion performance company touring the world with their show Magic Shadows. More information and tickets at gpacweb.com.
We'd like to do our very latest recording. A little tune said simply this. Steve Barry, my man. That's the one that took care of business on this. Let's give Steve a great big hand. Stand up, Steve. Would you do that? You won't stand? I should have stayed gone when I left before. Because you do me wrong. But I keep coming back, oh Lord, for more. And when I leave, it's time to make sure.
Yeah, it's your dog, MC Mac for life, the underbar.